The Empire State Trail is now complete in New York State. It includes 750 miles of hiking and biking trails from New York City to Canada and Albany to Buffalo. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that includes linking one of the biggest gaps in the trail in central New York.
There was always a problem weaving the Empire Trail through Syracuse, a 14-mile gap between Camillus and DeWitt. That gap, which includes the city of Syracuse, baffled Empire State Trail Director Andy Beers.
This was the most vexing challenge to create this continuous route.
Projects extending the trail to the city from Camillus and DeWitt were completed late last year. The biggest of them all is the $11 million bridge over a span of CSX railroad tracks along the southern shore of Onondaga Lake. It's now open and offers a view of Onondaga Lake people haven't seen for 100 years. Beers calls it the capstone project of the trail in central New York.
Well, eventually, when presumably we've all been vaccinated and we can start promoting this as a national and international tourism destination in the trail, we'll shift to that when, you know, the time is right.
In the meantime, locals will be able to walk or bike the bridge by way of Syracuse's Creek Walk or the western shore of Onondaga Lake. And at night, Onondaga County Transportation Commissioner Marty Voss says the view will be spectacular.
And underneath here, you don't see them, but there's LED lights that run along the channels. So when the sensors go off at night and the LEDs come on, it's beautiful. It's like something out of a movie.
That also helps the county work towards finishing its Loop the Lake Trail. The next project on that front's construction of the trail on Murphy's Island, set to start later this year. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.